Hi friends, today is 2nd September 2012 and this video is on chapter 15 of Right to Recall Party Manifesto. Right to Recall Party Manifesto, you can download it from my website rahulmehta.com/301.html. Repeat, rahulmehta.com/301.html. Chapter 15 is about activism.The goal of、my goal and、party's goal, Right to Recall Party movement goal is to get Right to Recall draft printed in the gazette. Who prints gazette? The gazette is printed by chief ministers and prime minister. So we have to convince or force or whatever you say, chief minister and prime minister to print TCP draft.Transparent complaint filing and right to recall draft and MRCM draft in the gazette. So the chapter 15, chapter 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19. So chapter 10 to chapter 19 is about activism, that what activism method.Will enable us to fulfill this goal of getting draft printed. Now, specific chapter 15 is about clone positiveness.What is clone positiveness? I request you to Google and Wikipedia. Look at, there is an article in Wikipedia on clone positive. I request you to read that article. Clone positiveness or clone negativeness is the most important concept in activism.And sadly, that is the concept activists know least about. Activists know least about clone positive and clone negative, although it is the most important concept. How? That, let us say there are 2 lakh activists all over India, 2 lakh, 20 lakh, 5 lakh.1 lakh, 10,000, whatever number you want to assume, you can assume. Analysis remains the same. They are all working towards one goal. Could be reducing corruption, bringing right to recall law in India, whatever the draft, whatever the changes they want to bring in the government. Could be making, having a good person as a PM, having a good person as a MP at their local level, at their district level. They have.A goal. Now, are they cutting each other or are they adding each other? So, if their method is clone positive, they will add each other. But if their method is clone negative, then they will end up cutting each other. Or, in other way, let us say that one person is working towards activity.And it turns out that he will need, let us say, 10 lakh hours to do the job. That means he alone cannot do it. Nobody has 10 lakh hours. I put one more person doing the same carbon copy as he is doing, exact same carbon copy. Clone. Then will the number increase from 10 lakh or decrease? So in general, you will say it should always decrease. Ek se pale toIf two people are doing the same thing, then the time taken should reduce. But that's where the clone negativeness comes. That there are certain methods, in fact, great majority of the methods are clone negative in nature. That as more people join in, the goal gets delayed and delayed and delayed and may end up getting in wrong direction if one of the clone decides to take a shortcut and in order to increase his speed or efficiency, decides to approach lead man then elite man will support him, but elite man will put some nefarious conditions, and the goal of reducing corruption or improving military or expelling Bangladeshi will get delayed. Now let us say your goal is good goal. What do I mean by good goal in today's India? Your goal is to strengthen the military of India. Your goal is to expel Bangladeshis. Your goal is to improve mass science, law, weapon education. Your goal is to reduce unfairness in police and court. Your goal is to reduce corruption. Reduce the dominance of foreign companies. And of course, giving information about to citizens about all these right or wrong things. Now, if your goal is to accommodate Bangladeshis in India, then of course, rest of my methods will not apply. There are a lot of people I am meeting who tell me the Hindi Bangladeshi bye bye type lecture that poor Bangladeshi, one of that person is the Anna and this Arvind Gandhi, poor Bangladeshi. Of course, there are Bangladeshi refugees, like there are minorities in Bangladeshis who are tortured, beaten, so we should accommodate them. That is what my chapter 32 explicitly says. That accommodating battered minorities of Bangladesh, battered Hindus, etc. Hindus, Buddhists, Jains, Christians of Bangladesh, not all over the world, in India. But the remaining are infiltrators and they have to be expelled. So let us say all these activities have these goals in common. Now they decide, each activist decides to take certain method. For example, I distribute this pamphlet, Right to Recall Party Manifesto, Right to Recall Party pamphlet. I give advertisement in newspaper, I contest election. I am very clearly saying I do not contest election with a goal and promise that I will win the election and I will bring this law in parliament. From day one I have been saying, and even today I will repeat the same thing, this Right to Recall law draft will come in gazette through a true mass movement, not the fake mass movement that Anna and Arvind Gandhi created. It will come only by true mass movement. And my purpose of contesting election is to speed up the mass movement. Because the mass movement gets encouragement if more and more people contest election on the Right to Recall platform. So what are the methods which are sufficient, efficient and clone positive? These are the three things you have to do. If it is clone for negative, it is guaranteed to be inefficient. You will never reach the goal, period. I will enumerate what are clone positive methods. Second thing is your method sufficient. Sufficient means that, let us say you are working in some NGO where you are teaching kids or you are taking care of elderly patients or whatever. Is your method sufficient? Let us say there are 20 lakh activists in India. And all the 20 lakh activists go and start teaching poor kids. So there are 30 crore poor kids who are not getting education, who deserve to get good education, 20 crore, 25 crore. You 10 lakh activists go and teach, let us say 10 crore kids, fine. But is that action going to expel Bangladeshis out of India? Will that action in 1 year, 2 year, 10 year time improve Indian military? Will it reduce the nepotism in Supreme Court, corruption in Supreme Court, corruption in High Court, etc.? That is the action sufficient means that all lakhs of activists do the specific actions that you are taking? Then will the problems get solved? If the problems will not get solved, then it proves that your actions are not sufficient. You need to add some actions. What actions that you have to decide? So make a list of goals and make sure that if 10 lakh activists are doing it, that goal will be met. Now, what is the most fundamental limit of good politics? See, bad politics, good politics. Good bad politics means normal politics. That you form a political party, you cut BJP vote, what Arvind Gandhi is doing, you cut BJP vote, for every vote you cut, Sonia Gandhi will give you 500 rupees. Plus, if the cutting of BJP vote enables Congress to win another 20 crore rupee per seat, and when the election ends, you have 5 or 10 MP, you sell each MP for about 50 crore rupees. Or, you have made contacts with all the ministers, media people, etc. You use their contact to increase your power, increase your name, whatever. Like the Anna does not want name, but he wants his name in Time magazine. I think he wants Man of the Year award. He is a publicity hungry Greek basically. So, that is all bad politics that you are doing politics to make money, get fame or whatever. So for that you cut votes or you become MP and then take bribe or all that. Good politics is trying to get laws passed which will meet these goals. Which goal? Expelling Bangladeshi, improving military strength, improving local manufacturing, improving mass science education, law education, weapon education, etc. So what is the most fundamental limit that you must always keep in mind? That number of activists who are willing to spend 4 to 8 hours a week after 100% selfless activity is not more than 10 to 15 lakh in India. You don't have crores and crores of activists who are willing to give hours and hours and hours free of charge with no motive of fame or money in mind or power in mind. So that is the limit you have to keep in mind, that you have only 10-15 lakh persons who are willing to give 4 to 6 hours, 8 hours a week. So if you end up spending all the hours in teaching kids or running around in hospital or giving free legal aid, then who is going to spend time in making law, publicizing law to expel Bangladeshis or improve military of India or improve mass science, weapon education, improve law education of India and so forth. For every hour you spend on so-called social activities, direct health activities as I call it, 1 hour less towards this important political goal. So I request you to make clear calculation in your mind that if your activities are not sufficient, then okay, you will make some small improvements in small pockets here and there, but overall downhill walk or overall downward fall will continue, and when it hits the bottom it will crash the way Iraq crashed. Because if the nation keeps weakening, if you keep on doing time pass after time pass after time pass, then what is the harm? Time pass is after all not taking away anything, but if your enemy is not doing time pass, your enemy means China or America. These are the two countries who are our enemies. If enemy is not doing time pass and if you keep on doing time pass, then one day the ratio of the strength of enemy to us will become so bad that enemy will take us over. The way British defeated India in 1757 and then onwards, and the way USA defeated Iraq and India and took over all its oil wells. So, if your activities are not sufficient, they are just time pass activity, and time pass activity, if enemy is not doing time pass, you lose big time, eventually. Now, when you are talking about good politics, by good politics means you are when your goals are not become an MP or come close to an MP and then get money out of him or whatever, your goal is some good politics, then it is completely opposite of marketing. Completely opposite. All the techniques that you learned in marketing, none of them will apply. Why? Because say I am in marketing business, I am come to sell you something, then either both of us are gaining, or at least I am gaining, or at least you are gaining if I am foolish. If I sell you something for much cheaper than what it cost me, maybe I am foolish or maybe I am in dire need or whatever, then you are gaining. But in marketing, two people are meeting because at least one or both have selfish interest in their mind, personal interest in their mind. Whereas good politics is completely opposite. For example, if I meet a right to recall activist, recallist as we call them, as we call ourselves, then neither of us are thinking about our benefit. We know that this nothing can happen. Who knows when right to recall law will come? Who knows who will get the credit? There is no money to be made. Every big elite man hates right to recall. Every media man hates right to recall. Activists
who are getting grants from Ford Foundation or connected with Congress or BJP or any party, they had tried to recall. RSS leaders had tried to recall. So when two of us are talking about, right now you are watching my video to gain information about right to recall, then you know that at the end of this hour long video, you will not get any benefit out of it. I am not going to get benefit out of it. We are discussing this for the benefit of some third person, country at large or whatever. So our methods are completely going to be unconnected with the field of marketing. That two of us, what we are doing, neither of us has any interest with, has anything to do with our personal interest. So now comes what method you should use. I said that your method should be sufficient, but I have not enumerated the methods yet. And your method should be clone positive. What is clone positive or clone negative? I'll explain as I go. Let us say that we 100 activists get together and we decide a strategy, method, that we will contest election of corporation. We will do good things in local neighborhood, file RTI application, get water supply, fix gutters, fix road. We will win corporation election. Then we will win assembly election. Then we will become parliament election. I will become PM and I will fix the whole country. Or I will contest MP election. Media will write good things about me. I will become MP. I will fix the country.This method is clone negative. Let us say an exact clone of mine comes and starts doing exactly the same activity. Then the votes will get divided. So neither of us will manage to become MP. So the number of years, expected number of years for one of us to become MP increases. Let us say one more clone comes. Then it further increases. And if 10-15 clones like me come, we all do good local work. Because of local work, we got some votes, but the votes got divided amongst us 15 people. And the Congress and BJP are getting their loyal votes or whatever. So if we are hoping that we will replace Congress and BJP, and I will become MP and I will do good things, then my goal gets further and further delayed as more and more clones start adopting my method. So hoping that I will win the election and I will become MP is clone negative. Another is, I do social work. So social work, fine. I am running a school, somebody else will run a school. I increase education, he increase education, it is clone positive. But it is not sufficient. How will our actions eventually, because how many hours I have? Selfless activist I am talking about. I only 40 lakh hours in a week, entire country. Or 80 lakh hours in a week, entire country I am talking about. 8 hours per week, 10 hours per week maybe. And how many activists? 2 lakh activists, 5 lakh activists, maybe at most 10 lakh activists, selfless. So that much hour is not sufficient to do everything. Like, fine, I taught a few lakh kids, maybe 10 lakh, maybe 2 crore kids, but then other problems like expelling Bangladeshi, improving military remain unattended. Or fixing the laws, that also remain unattended. So, one question that you should ask your activist leader, why I am asking you to ask, requesting you to ask your activist leader, because large number of activist leaders are deliberately or unknowingly are in clone negative method. They hope to do social work, and using social work they hope to win election one day. And they think that this method will make them win election, and after winning election they will be able to change the law. Both of them are wrong. Because one more activist will start doing social work, so the votes get divided. So neither of them will win election. They will win election when they tie up with a particular party, in that case they will never be able to improve the law. So one question that you have to ask your activist leader is that, the question is in 15.9. I request you to go to this section. Please download this book rahulmahata.com/301.htm, section 15.10. So two activities you have to say, activities are last year, but let us say you have 20 lakh activists and some of them are spending 20 hours a week, some of them are spending 50 hours a week and some of them are spending 200 rupees per week and some of them are spending 10,000 per week. Then what are the activity lists you will give them? And show me or show yourself how these activities will improve military, how it will expel Bangladeshis, how it will improve education in schools, in math, science and other subjects, important subjects. So this is large scale and second is small scale, that instead of 20 lakh activities, let us say you have only 20,000 activities, 20,000 activists. Then how will this number increase from 20,000 to 10 lakh? What should this 20,000 activities do so that the number increases to 20 lakh? And when number increases to 20 lakh, within 1 or 2 years these positive changes come. Means they will all complain, all activist leaders complain that he does not have enough money, he does not have enough people, but I am first to ask them for the blueprint. That if they have enough money and if they have enough people, what activities will they assign them by which India can improve? Do they have a blueprint with them? And one of the preconditions you must put in the blueprint is that the activist will follow your written instructions, but they will not give you any money. For example, I am putting a resource. I am giving a resource that 1,000 activists are willing to spend 10,000 rupees per week. That is 5 lakh rupees in a year over entire country. Now, let us say there are 1,000 activists in entire country who are willing to spend 5 lakh rupees in a year, but they will not give you 5 lakh rupees. They will spend it in the activities you mentioned. So no centralized funding is the precondition. So I request you to ask your activist leader, it could be Subramanian Swami or it could be the Anna or it could be the Arvind Gandhi, adopted son of Sonia Gandhi, or your RSS leader or Congress leader or CPM leader, that if I give you these many activists and each one is willing to spend money, but that money will not come in your hand, you give them a list of activities. For example, I tell activists that this is the pamphlet. You can read this pamphlet. If you don't like it, throw it away. If you like this pamphlet, if you think that people, if they read this pamphlet, they will benefit, then make copies of it and distribute it. And if you want to remove my name from it, they are free to do it. If they want to make any changes, they are free to do it. So activity I am asking them is to make copies of pamphlet, not to give them, I do not ask them to give me any money. So like that, ask your MNC, ask your activist leader that give me entire blueprint where activists are working on their own. They are following the instruction but they are not giving you money. Now tell me how the important problems of the country will reduce. So now coming back to election contesting and winning and changing the country. That is clone negative. I explained you why. That I am a good guy. I contest election. I hope to get, let us say, 2, 3, 4, 5 lakh votes and I hope to become MP. Then one more clone comes. He also starts doing good social work, good activities, etc. The votes got divided. And the Congress and BJP loyal voters continue to vote for them. Third clone comes, fourth clone comes, tenth clone comes, none of us will get even our deposit back. And please keep in mind, clones will always be there, whether you are doing good work or bad work. Because if you are moving ahead, if your goal is good, the other clone will say, wow, his goal is good, my goal is good, he is doing this method, let me do this method as well. And why not? If somebody is walking on your footstep, you should be happy about it. Somebody is copying you, you should be happy about it. After all, you are not doing it for yourself. So, then all these clones will end up competing with each other in election winning approach. So, next statement you will make is that unite under one leader. One of the biggest divisive statements is unite under one leader. If there are 100, 200, 500 activists, you randomly pick good activists from India, 500 of them. 100 of them. And if you are having good discussion, I tell you one way to completely disrupt this discussion. How? Tell them we must unite under one leader and immediately the whatever unity you have will break within one second. Because when you say unite under one leader,Which leader? Anna? Arvind Gandhi? Swami Ramdev Ji? Subramanian Swami? Sonia Gandhi? Narendra Modi? Rahul Gandhi? Which leader? Which leader under Shiva unite? All of them will have some plus or minus one. I am follower of Swami Ramdev Ji. Somebody says Anna, I walk out. Help me, Anna. If somebody is follower of Arvind Gandhi, because he doesn't know that Arvind Gandhi is now adopted son of Sonia Gandhi, he still believes that Arvind Gandhi is old Arvind Gandhi he used to believe in. He was never that old Arvind Gandhi, old Arvind Bhai. He was always Arvind Gandhi, but he still thinks that he is not Arvind Gandhi. He is still bhakta of Arvind Gandhi. So he will never agree that he should follow Swami Ramdev Ji.So if someone is believer in Congress or hates BJP for right or wrong reason or he likes Nitish Kumar or Mayawati, he will say we should all unite under Mayawati, we should all unite under Nitish Kumar, somebody will say we must all unite under Narendra Modi. So within a minute, all the 100 activists will end up dividing into 10, 15, 20 groups.So, unite under one leader is clone negative. Clone negative because let us say there are 20,000, 50, 20 lakh good activists all over India, and I start with a mission that I unite all of them under Narendra Modi. So, the good activists in Bihar will start with a mission that I unite all activists of India under Nitish Kumar. Activists in Tamil Nadu will start with a mission I will unite all activists under Karunanidhi or Jayalalitha or whatever.So everybody wants to unite all the activists of India under his good leader and the unity will break. Unity will never happen. Now why he is not accepting my leader? Because he does not have information about my leader. Or he does not have some pieces of information that I have about his leader and he does not have them. Maybe he does not agree with them. For example, I don't unite under Arvind Gandhi because I say that Sonia Gandhi,Is a paying media to sponsor Arvind Gandhi to cut BJP votes so that Congress seats increase. Now, a bhakta of Arvind Gandhi may say just the opposite that Swami Ramdev Ji is there only to increase BJP vote, which I agree. I am a follower of Swami Ramdev Ji and I agree that there is a significant possibility that he will support Narendra Modi for the.Seat of Prime Minister. Sufficient possibility, I don't have any inside information, I don't know where the organization hierarchy and I am not making any claims. This is just one of the possibilities that I think which is quite probable. So if he is anti Modi, he will never agree with my leader, Swami Ramdev. So now.Then somebody will say, okay, let us form an organization, we all unite under one organization. But all organization in the beginning will be leader dominated on the day one. How can you have an organization which day one does not give more importance to the founder? Because the founder is the one who is taking the initiative. We all say that we will have all equal control after some point.But what is between that point? Who is going to give the first draft of the constitution of that organization? After the constitution comes, that constitution will apply. For example, I say that in my organization there will be a Lokpal. But who appointed that Lokpal? I appointed that Lokpal. So I'll appoint my friend as my Lokpal. So obviously that guy will always listen to me and never listen to you.Now we say, let us elect that Lokpal, the first president in the organization. Then who is member and who is not the member? What is the initial membership? Who is going to make the initial membership list? If I will make the initial membership list, I will put all my friends in that list. My friend will make sure that I become president. So on day one, it is impossible to have an organization which does not give more say to the founder. In right to recall party, my own organization, we are yet unregistered. Why I have minimal power? Because I don't give any order to any junior office bearer. We have only two types of member. Candidate member, that is a person who is willing to contest election in MP or MLA or corporation, whatever election. And worker member, somebody who does not want to contest election. And each member is free to do whatever he likes. For example, if I am going to contest in Narayanpura constituency, very likely. There are 3-4 constituencies where I will contribute. Today is September 2012. Narayanpura or Sabarmati, that is Ghatlodi or Vejalpur, or there are three constituencies where I will contest this election. Coming December 2012, Gujarat Assembly election. If one more right to recall party member wants to contest election in my own state, he is more than welcome. Let me put it this way, there won't be any anti-party disciplinary action against him. He will be very much welcome. In fact, if he gives a newspaper advertisement of his candidature, it will cost him a few lakh rupees. I'll pay his deposit, 10,000 rupees. Why? Because if he is contesting election, against me, what do I mean by against me? I am going to lose anyway, he is going to lose anyway. I am contesting election, I was able to take right to recall information to let us say 10 lakh people. He is contesting election, he gives newspaper advertisements, so right to recall information went to another 10 lakh people. Or let us say 10 lakh people in which 5 lakh people are reputation. So it went to 15 lakh people, but 5 lakh people got the information twice. So it leaves a stronger impression. So the mass movement stands. As far as cutting vote is concerned, how does it make difference whether I get 5,000 vote? Let us say I was going to get 10,000 vote. He is contesting election. He brings in another 5,000 votes. So together we get 15,000 vote. We ended up getting divided. So I got 7,500 votes. He got 7,500 votes. So if he was not contesting election, I would have got 10,000 vote. He contested election, so both of us got 7,000 vote. Now, how does it make difference whether I lose by getting 7,000 vote or lose after getting 10,000 vote? After elections are over, within 5 days, nobody knows the count. Nobody keeps track of it. Nobody bothers even the name of the number. You probably know the name of the winner, but even the loser will forget that he ever contested election. It's like Miss India or Miss World or any competition. You might be knowing that, say, Aishwarya Rai become whatever, Miss World, Miss Universe or whatever. Do you know the name of the number two or number runner-up, the lady who is the runner-up? I don't think even she would remember. So, whether I lose election by getting 10,000 votes or I lose election by getting 7,000 votes is completely irrelevant. Why I encourage is his filing nomination in my own seat, because right to recall movement gained because of it, it did not lose. Now I may say that if he had filed constituent nomination in some other seat, things would have been better. Yes. But if he does not want to go to other seat and wants to contest election in my own seat, then also there was no loss as far as right to recall movement goes, the movement benefited. Therefore I say the action is fully clone positive, not clone negative. So what is another clone positive activity? Mass movement. I am trying to raise mass movement by distributing pamphlet. Somebody comes and raises mass movement by distributing pamphlet. Does exactly what I am doing. We added each other's work, we did not subtract. Now you may say that I give pamphlet to 1,000 people, my clone comes and gives pamphlet to exactly same 1,000 people. Then where is the addition? Well, at least there is no subtraction.
In clone negative, there will be suppression or division. And again, I tell you why there is addition, because in the pamphlet distribution method, I had suggested that how the templates are to be distributed, that you get hold of the voter list. Assembly voter list will have about 200 to 250 sections. Each section has about 1000 voters. You randomly pick a section. You should not decide what section. You randomly pick a section and give a pamphlet to each voter in the section. So now, if my clone is picking the section at random, 1 out of 200, and I am picking section at random, then chances that both of us will end up distributing pamphlet in the very same section are really 1 by 200, that is, I would say, next to 0. So if both of us decide to distribute pamphlet in 5 sections, then maybe there will be at most 1 or 2 repetition. Chances that there will be 5 repetitions, all 5 get repeated, are really 0. These are all mathematical impossibilities. So pamphlet distribution is clone positive. Newspaper advertisement is clone positive. I give advertisement to publicize my tool, because you give advertisement in the same newspaper. Now, of course, if you give on the very same day, then there is no addition. My advertisement, your advertisement, if it happens to be carbon copy, but at least there is no division. And still that is subtraction. Why? Because your advertisement can have some more information, different information. Say my advertisement is on first page, your advertisement is on second page, then chances that a person will read increases. And if your advertisement is on a different day, my advertisement is on Monday, your advertisement is on Wednesday, then chances are further higher that more people will read. And if your advertisement comes in a different newspaper, much better. Then there is a total addition, there is no division, there is only some repetition. So in clone positive, there will be some redundancy, there will be some repetition. There will be small amount of inefficiency which happens because of repetition, but there won't be 100% inefficiency, there won't be any division, there won't be any subtraction. Whereas in clone negative method, you will end up dividing yourself, you will end up cutting yourself. So what kind of movement, what kind of activity list is clone positive? I will give you some specific example. That your movement is to reduce corruption. Or your, so you go round and round and round, rallying slogan, then band and Rasta Roko and Anshan and all that. At the end of the day, you are sweated out, you lost all your energy and of course some money. You shouted Bharat Mata Ki Jai 100 times, you shouted Vandey Mataram 100 times. The person who heard you, did he gain anything? For example, when I give information about Bangladesh infiltration, I give information about solution to Bangladesh infiltration, I give them information about Veltex, MRCM jury. Almost every activist who attends my meeting tells me that his level of information has increased. He has gained new pieces of information, he has gained new lookouts and so forth. But if you are just shouting slogan like in same slogan 100 times, 50 times, 1000 times, you are not gaining anything, you are of course losing your energy and time. The other person who is listening did not gain anything at all. It is a good show of strength, and show of strength is okay once in a while. Why show of strength is sometimes necessary? That let us say that show of strength is necessary jab ki laton ke bhi baaton se nahi maange. You end up a person jo ki laton ka bhoot hai, he is not going to agree unless you hit him. So before I hit that person, I hit this table and I break the table. Why did I break the table? To convey to the person that see, my one hit on this table broke. So if I hit you, your bones can also break. But show strength on a daily basis of no use. I hit the table, I break the table, then I break the chair, then I break the door, I break the wall and I break the fan and tube light, and I don't hit that person. Then beyond a point, the show of strength becomes a drama, a joke, that okay, this guy has come, he he is going to break a wall or a table or a piece of furniture, he is not going to hit me. So show strength is good, I would say once in a year, once in 2 years, because it is of crowd gathering. It is okay to gather crowd of 1 lakh, 2 lakh, 5 lakh once in a while, but gathering crowd 5 times a year makes no difference. Second, so sufficient movement and clone positive. So if your movement is about a draft, that this is the draft that I want to get printed in the gazette. Then why is it clone positive? Then let us say I am campaigning for this draft, I give template to 50,000 activists, 50,000 citizens. Somebody else comes and makes a copy of me, he also gives 50,000 copies of same draft. He is working in a different area, maybe in same area, different area, we added to each other. Let us say he is working on a different draft. Then also we did not subtract each other. Because the third person will come who will add both the drafts. If they are not contradicting each other. If they are contradicting other, then the movements are intrinsically, inherently against each other. In that case, there can't be any easy compromise. But let us say I am campaigning for jury system draft to improve court. He is campaigning for right to recall draft to improve, reduce corruption and doing other things. Somebody else is contesting for MR system draft. Then we are not cutting each other. In fact, we are all adding to each other. Then we can all support each other's draft. I can say that, okay, I'll campaign for this TCP draft, right to recall draft. At the same time, I support this MRCM draft, I also support this right to recall draft. So campaigning for a written draft is clone positive. Now, when is the movement clone positive? Again, I'm talking to second characteristic that the movement must be guided by activist and not the leader.Because the moment you say a movement should be guided by leader, you are creating division by saying who should be the leader. See, in right to recall, the draft is the leader. Let me put it clearly. Every activist has one or two or five pet draft of his own. My pet draft is MRCM, Mineral Royalty for Citizens, which is the draft I like most. Then I discovered that I wrote that draft in around, I developed the concept.That mineral royalty should directly go to citizens in around 95-96, and then I wrote draft and then I realized that without right to recall is not possible. So I added right to recall in my agenda, but still my number one priority was always MRCM. It is still today MRCM. Then I saw that getting MRCM and right to recall in gazette will become easier if TCP comes in gazette first. So I added TCP. Some other activists have different priority. They don't find much value in MRCM. They think right to recall is good.There are some activists who say a PCP is good and enough, there is no need for MRCM and right to recall. We none of them contradict each other in the sense, his pet draft, his number one draft is my number fifth draft, my number one draft is number fourth draft, but none of my draft is in negative list of his negative list and so forth. So moment the movement is leader guided, there will be disputes that who is your leader.Why shouldn't my leader be the leader? Why shouldn't Swami Ramdevji be the leader? Why shouldn't Narendra Modi be the leader? Why shouldn't Arvind Gandhi be the leader? Why shouldn't Anna not be the leader? So, the moment you say let us have one leader or one organization, the movement becomes clone negative. But if the movement is guided, if the activist is, if the draft is the leader, activist is guiding the citizen, guiding is giving information. Not like coming like a guru or parent that do this, don't do this, get up at 6 a.m. in the morning.Come here at 8 a.m. in the morning and shout Bharat Mata Ki Jai 50 times. He is not giving any routine exercises, he is only giving information and answering the questions. So, if the movement draft is the leader and activist guided, not organization guided, that movement is clone positive. As more activists come, the movement will become stronger. But if it is leader guided, then there will be division and division and division.Somebody will say Arvind Gandhi should be leader, then somebody will say no, Kiran ji should be leader, and then somebody will say no, Prashant Bhushan should be leader because Prashant Bhushan believes in independent Kashmir, and there are people who believe in independent Kashmir. I come across a lot of people who say that Kashmir should be made independent or should be handed over to Pakistan and Assam should be handed over to Bangladesh, and those people will like Prashant Bhushan more than、Kiran Bedi or、anyone else.
So, but if you are going for draft, then eventually people will decide. I can write on my draft and hand over Kashmir to Pakistan. And I know how many people in India are going to support that draft. Such a nonsense. So, when your draft is the leader and you are leaving it to people, that people will decide whether my draft is good or not. Then there is no clash between activists, means whatever the differences of opinion are there, they will not result into clash. Both will continue, both will take their draft to the people. Both draft may move ahead, one draft may get completely expelled by the people, rejected by the people. But activists don't have to waste their time in a meeting, going on for hours and hours and finally not coming to any decision. The movement must be activist funded. You must not take any money from a person who gives money to everybody. Like, could be Ambani or could be this Ford Foundation or whosoever. Whatever templates you are printing, it should be from your own money. Whatever newspaper you are giving, give it from your own money. If somebody wants to give money, fine, but it should be activist. And if he is giving money, it should be giving directly money. Not money, but it should be directly giving you pamphlet. If you have money to print pamphlet, and if you find somebody who likes this pamphlet, and says, okay, I'll give you this 1,000, 2,000 pamphlets, fine. You take the pamphlet for him, but you should not take money from him. There is a big difference. Because money you may end up spending in your own way, or nefarious ways, or whatever way. If you are taking money from people, then there are always possibilities of corruption or allegations and all that. But if you are only taking direct material like pamphlet or newspaper advertisement, then there is no allegation of, there is no possibility, forget allegation, there is no possibility of misuse of funds. For example, Arvind Gandhi collected crores and crores of rupees in the name that he is going to take movement for anti-corruption in level contest elections. So, a lot of people who wanted BJP to win contributed crores of rupees to the movement. I know my friends who gave some 5,000, 10,000 rupees to this Arvind Gandhi, and I asked them that if he contests election, he will be cutting BJP votes. They said that, well, this guy is not contesting election, he is only creating negative opinion against Congress, so I give him 10,000 rupees, the money is well spent. Well, he took your 10,000 money, maybe he spent 1,000, 2,000, now he is going to contest election. Your 8,000 rupees will be used. In fact, 5,000, all your 10,000 money will get used to cut away the BJP votes which you never wanted. So, but if you had given only anti-corruption pamphlet without writing name of Anna on it or name of Arvind Gandhi on it, then you would not have supported your cause. Same way in my case I put, that in my case I am officially saying that I am even contesting election. So there is no backtrack. If I cut BJP vote, you decide. If I cut Congress vote, you decide. I will be contesting election. Now in my pamphlet, you can remove my name. You can just write right to recall. You can write the name of, remove the name of right to recall party. You can print it with your name. You can print it with the name of Congress, BJP, RSS, whatever you like. So you are not adding me any publicity. So this is important, that the movement must be fully funded by activists, so that activist is making sure that he is spending in the way he likes. He is not spending it in the way somebody else wants. The activist must make demand. Now, one second. When I say movement should be only activist funded, it automatically rules out asking media to cooperate, because media is a paid media. See, when you are giving advertisement in the newspaper, you are not asking for any cooperation. You are making it official. You are not lying to the citizen. It is your advertisement with your name on it and your contents in it. But if you ask journalists to write an article in favor of you, of your favor, and if you are paying the journalist, you are cheating the citizen. So that of course should not be done, but you should not ask that journalist even to write article for free. If he wants to write article, there are so many right to recall websites, he can write anything and everything. If you are a candidate member, of course worker member can ask journalist, I don't mind, because worker member is just semi-part-time, not even part-time, quarter-time also. Whereas candidate is putting his own name on the ballot, he is putting his own name on the front. And we all know that every journalist is a paid journalist, every columnist is a paid columnist, every editor is a paid editor. we should never ask all these paid people and dishonest paid people. It is not just paid people. I am a paid software engineer. When I am writing software code, I am paid. A doctor is a paid doctor, but they don't lie that they are paid. Whereas this journalist, they are top to bottom, head to toe, paid people, and they keep lying that they are writing news to serve the society. Whereas in reality, they are writing only Shabbat, I mean, only to benefit their sponsor. So, when I say that movement should be activist funded, that means all use of media too should be funded by advertisements. We should not ask any journalist to give any coverage to us. And finally, you have to add, and at the same time you have to be effective. How can you be effective? Your movement must make explicit appeal to Ahimsa Murti Mahatma Udham Singh. Now, who is Ahimsa Murti Mahatma Udham Singh? How does making appeal to him is very important? I have explained that in my video on Ahimsa Murti Mahatma Udham Singh. If your movement is having picture of Duratma Gandhi, it is a complete waste of time. Duratma Gandhi's goal was to do time pass of the activists so that Britishers can continue on and on and on. Activist, if he picks up the gun, he will end up killing a constable or a PI or SP of the British. An activist will eventually realize that there is no point in killing an Indian constable. If he is killing somebody, he should kill that white man who is a SP or DYSP or collector or whatever. And for every one British killed, British police officer or military officer or a key person in administration, the British administration will end up losing thousands of pounds by those days' calculations or by today's calculations, crores of rupees. Because every time a Britisher dies or gets assassinated, the fear in other Britisher increases, so circumvent the fear. The British administration will have to give more benefit or more salary of all the 80,000 British police officers and military officers. There are about 80,000 police officers and military officers in Britain, in India, at most 1 lakh. I am talking of year 1938, and then during Second World War the number slightly increased. But every time one British was killed, the salary of all 80,000 have to be increased by a penny or 2 pence or whatever small amount. So every assassination used to cost them literally thousands and thousands and millions of pounds. So what is the deal they offered to Duratma Gandhi is that you tell this activist to spin chakha and spin bhagat and do all the time pass. So our British SP etc. don't die. The way Bhagat Singh killed Sanders and Chandrasekhar Azad, Mahatma Chandrasekhar Azad tried to blow away train of Lord Irwin. He was late by 2 seconds. He ignited the bomb, and there are different stories. Somebody says that the person who was driving train spotted him that he was throwing a bomb or whatever, and therefore he increased the speed of the train. So train passed away so rapidly that the last compartment, only last compartment got damaged, and Lord Irwin did not succumb any injury. Or some say that just the calculations went wrong and the bomb blasted late. Whatever may be the reason, but if you look at train robbery case of Mahatma Chandrasekhar Azad, Mahatma Sachindranath Sanyal, or their attempt to blow train of Lord Irwin, or their attempt to execute Sanders, all such incidences were costing British Empire millions of pounds in terms of two, every such incident, and they have to increase the salary, if not today then tomorrow, of the Britishers who are already in India. And therefore they told Duratma Gandhi that you want publicity, okay, we'll put your name in all the newspaper, we'll call you, we'll send a copy in every Indian home that you are a Mahatma, you are a Mahatma, you are a Mahatma. And Duratma Gandhi needed publicity because he wanted to overtake all the leaders, he wanted to outshine and suppress all the leaders, and he wanted to emerge as number one leader in India. He wanted to become bigger than Mahatma Lala Lajpat Rai, Mahatma、Rashtrapita, Mahatma Chandrasekhar, sorry, Rashtrapita Subhash Chandra Bose and so on. And for that, he needed media publicity. So he cut a deal that I do time pass activities of these activities like spinning chakra and all that, and you in turn give me publicity. And that was the deal they made. But so if your banner is having, or if any activist banner is having a picture of Duratma Gandhi,then I would say these are time pass activities. Of course, we put picture of Duratma Gandhi with a cross on it. That's the difference. We put picture of Mahatma Udham Singh, Ahimsa Murti Mahatma Udham Singh, and we put a smaller picture of Duratma Gandhi with a cross on it. To make it clear that we do not believe in Mahatma in Duratma Gandhi. But otherwise, if the movement is having a big picture of Duratma Gandhi like Dharna or Arvind Gandhi, then it is a time pass movement. It is meant only to dissipate the energy of the activist. Like what is this Arnagari? He wasted away for 16, 17, 18 months of time. So much so that now activists will not take part in any movement. They will say that, oh, you all activist leader are a bunch of fraud. See, this guy was saying that he will never form a political party, he is forming political. He said he will never cut BJP votes, now today he is cutting BJP votes. So make sure that your movement is clone positive in the sense that your activity should not hurt any clone who is going to come in the future. If you are putting picture of Duratma Gandhi, you are hurting clones who are going to come in future. Why? Because you are wasting time of your activist. So your activist will one day get tired and one day they will lose faith in all activism. But if you are putting picture of Ahimsa Murti Mahatma Udham Singh, then it is going to contribute towards the movement. It will add to the movement because Prime Minister, all officers, all IPS officers, judges, they do listen to Ahimsa Murti Mahatma Udham Singh. They take him very seriously. So these are the certain characteristics I mentioned. I will give you a brief summary once again. I am sorry the video is long, but again I am putting clone positivity is the most important concept in activism. Please let me repeat it. I request you to read the Wikipedia article on clone positiveness once again. It is the most important concept. Each time you make an activity, make sure that your activity is clone positive. What is clone negative? A belief or activity that I will win the election and I will make change is clone negative. It is never going to work.Mass movement is clone positive. Mass movement is when it is effective and the draft is clear. The draft should be the leader. If you have human being as a leader, your movement is going to be failure. Why? Because that human being can be bought, he can be suppressed, and if he cannot be bought and he cannot be suppressed, he can be always killed like Rajiv Krishnaji was murdered. It is not difficult for MNC to murder 15, 20, 100 people. Okay, they cannot murder 10,000 people.But rest assured, MNCs are in perfectly good strength and in good shape to murder 500 leaders. So if your movement is leader-led, it is going to be failure. But if your movement is draft-led, then they cannot destroy this copy of the draft physically. I mean, they will destroy one copy, but what about million copies which are already there? Your movement should be activist-guided. That is, the activist must understand the draft line by line. See, that's why I say the Arvind Gandhi movement and Anna Gandhi, Anna's movement were fraud.Because they showed the 40-page booklet, this is not the booklet, Jan Lokpal draft. They never gave the draft to the activists. If they wanted, they could have made 2 rupee, 5 rupee, 10 rupee copy of that 40-page booklet, made 2 lakh copies, say each book copy cost them 20 lakh rupees, they print 1 lakh copy, 20 lakh rupees is not a big amount for them. Or 10 lakh copy. And they can give, even 2 crore is not a big amount for them. They could have given 1 copy to each of their 20 lakh activists across India,Let us say 19 lakh will throw it away. Let me say 19 lakh, 50,000 will throw it away. 50,000 will be read, 50,000 would have read. But they did not, but not even 1,000 ISE activists have read that 40-page Jandok Pal draft. Why? Because Arvind Gandhi, son of Sonia Gandhi and Anna Dharna never gave that draft to activists, never distributed millions of copies of that draft the way we do. I have distributed more than 2 lakh copies of my different right to equal conference in Ahmedabad. This is my manifesto. On web, I have given it to more than 500 to 800 people. I have given print copy to about 50 activists so far. And the Gujarati version of this, which is a much smaller version, 100 pages, I must have given it to about 1000 activists in Ahmedabad. So I am distributing copies of the draft And that makes the movement clone positive because let us say I get tired and I leave the movement or I die or whatever. People do get tired. You cannot blame person of getting tired. If person works for years and years and years, he may need to take a break for 1 or 2 or 5 years or maybe he will retire. One person cannot continue for 10 lifetimes. So in that case, the next person can exactly distribute. He can make necessary changes in the draft and continue and definitely will continue. So if the movement is draft-led, it easily gets taken over from one activist to another. If the movement is leader-led, then if one person is bought or suppressed or killed, it is very difficult for that movement to continue, it dies down. So movement should be activist-led, it should be activist-guided, and then it should be activist-funded. You can give advertisement in the media, but do not ask media to give you coverage. And finally, you must make appeal to Mahatma Gandhi.